So, the argument. We were splitting everything 50-50, but for some mysterious reason, Jay's cards didn't work when he tried to book accommodation on booking.com, Airbnb, etc. So fine, I use mine. I was driving, but we were going half on the car rental, half on the petrol, or on the gas, as he said. So when we needed to refill for petrol, I said, Jay, you get this and take 50% of the money you pay for the petrol and take it off what you owe me for the accommodation. Simple. So he says, okay, man, cool. He fills up the car, gets back in, and we drive off. And he says, hey, man, I've been thinking. I paid for all of that, man. So then all of that should come off the accommodation. I'm like, no, Jay, I've paid for all of the accommodation. So you owe me for half of that, and we're splitting the petrol. So you've paid for all the petrol. So therefore, I owe you half of what you spent on petrol. Take that half and take it off what you owe me for accommodation. And he said, ah, okay, man, I got it. That sounds right. So there we are. We're driving along, and about a minute or two later, he said, okay, man, I kind of get what you're saying. I kind of understand it. But I did pay for all that gas. Jay, we are splitting the petrol, yes? And he said, yes, man, we're splitting the petrol. And I said, okay, so therefore, half of what you've put on your card should come off the money that I've paid for accommodation. And he says, okay, man, I get it. But I don't think you're listening to me. I'm like, oh my God, Jay, are you on drugs? And so this argument goes on for about half an hour. In the end, I give up and I say, okay, Jay, fine. Look, let's do it separately. You just pay me in cash for the accommodation and I'll pay for half of the gas. And he was happy.